Good morning, good morning, good morning. Y'all look mighty beautiful out there today. God been good. Stand to your feet and give him a hand of praise today. Hallelujah. Blessed assured Jesus. Oh yeah. Of glory divine. Here of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. Tell your story. This is my story. Oh yeah, this is my song. Praising my Savior all day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all day long. Perfect submission. Perfect delight. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. And waiting, oh, looking above. Filled with his goodness, lost in his love. Come on, let's tell it. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all day long. Oh, this is my story. This is my song. Up a little bit. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. Yeah, Lord, this is my song. Praising my Savior all day long. Praise God. Praise God. How many got a story to tell? God been good to you? Did he bring you from a mighty long ways? Hallelujah. Amen. Reverend Gordon's going to come with our invocation, and Reverend Kitchen will come with our responsive reading and our scripture for the morning. Amen.
Father God, we come to you this morning, Lord. We come before you, Father God, saying thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We are thanking you, Father God, for our lying down last night, Lord, and our uprising this morning.
Thank you. Thank
we
you.
Come before you this morning, Father God, with glory, honor, and praise,
yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
we
Lord.
We say thank you, Father
thank
God,
you.
Because it wasn't our alarm clock, Lord. It was you, Father. It was you and you only, Lord. And for that, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise on this day, Father God. Oh, your Father God, your people come this morning with thanksgiving and praise as they enter into your gates this morning, Lord. And I ask and pray now, Lord, that your Holy Spirit, Lord, touch the hearts and the minds of your people here this morning, Lord. I pray, Father God, that as the music is ministered, Lord, that your words, Father God, will speak to our hearts, Father. I ask, Father, that you just bless everyone here on this property, Lord, in this sanctuary, and those that are on their way, Lord. Oh, Father God, let your will be done. not the will of man, Father, but your will be done, Lord. And as a spoken word comes forward this morning, I pray, Lord, that they will decrease as you increase, that your word, Father God, will come down from on high, Lord, that will be here to save souls, Lord. I pray, Father, now that you will touch each and every life here. Whatever the burden is, Lord, whatever's on their mind, Lord, I pray that their hearts be clear and that they can receive what thus says the Lord. It is in Jesus' mighty and awesome name we say thank God. Amen.
Amen. If there are any parishioners, you may let them in. Turn with us as they're entering in to the book of Psalms. Amen. Psalms. The 8th division of Psalms, beginning at verse 1, will be our responsive reading. The 8th division of Psalm. Amen. And we'll give everybody time to be seated. I will read the first verse. You will follow thereafter. And we will all read verse 9 together. Amen. Amen. The 8th division of Psalm. It reads, O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. When I consider your heavens and the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, for you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. All sheep and oxen, even the beast of the fields, all together, verse 9. O Lord, our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Amen. Please remain standing if you would. Turn with us in that same book. You can let your parishioners in for our morning scripture, which can be found in a very familiar passage, Psalms 103. Amen. This is one of my favorites. Amen. Psalms 103. Amen. Psalms 103. We will begin reading at verse 14, Psalms 103, and we will begin at verse 14. And it reads, for he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourish, for the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remember it no more. Verse 17, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to the children, to children's children. To such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. for the good and the edifying of our souls. We will now be blessed by our choir. Amen.
Praise God. That's the highest praise. Hallelujah. Amen. To God, we give him all the honor, all of the praise this morning, to all of the reverend clergies in the house, to our deacons, our deaconesses, mothers, choir, ushers, saints, and friends, to all of you who are listening into our broadcast this morning. We welcome you here. Amen. To our services. Amen. We pray that we can do something to make your day a little bit brighter. I don't know about you, but the Lord's been good. Yes, he's blessed us through another week. Praise God. It was kind of busy for me. Amen. But nevertheless, he gave me strength to get through it. And truly, I am grateful. Praise God. We'd like to recognize any visitors that we have with us this morning. Will you please stand and tell us your name and where you're from? Have any visitors? Amen. All right. Everybody is home. Praise God. Thank you so much for being here. All right. Let me take this opportunity once again to thank all of you for your cards and your gifts and your well wishes for my birthday. They're still coming in. Praise God. So I thank you. Thank you so much. I want to thank all of those that went with us to Shiloh Baptist Church on Friday. I was in revival there for three nights, and New Hope showed up on Friday night. Amen. In fact, I had some members that was there every night. Amen. So I praise God for all of those of you that came out and supported the revival at Shiloh on last week. And we want to take our hats off to our ushers. Amen. That did such a great job on yesterday. They hosted here at New Hope the first 7th District Ushers Intercessory Prayer Breakfast. Amen. So that's an honor. We made history on yesterday, and we truly appreciate all of those that attended. Amen. President Sister Amanda Thornton and her staff really put it together, made New Hope, amen, look good. And so I want to say to you, ushers, I'm proud of you. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, this afternoon we are headed to Cornelius, Georgia, amen, to the Shady Grove Baptist Church there for the celebration of Bishop Ernest Burns' pastoral anniversary. The service will start at 3 p.m. They will be serving dinner before, so we're going to have to get out of here as soon as we can after the 10:45 service so that we can get there. Amen. That's up there near Lake Lanier. So we got a little ways to go. Amen. So we ask and all that can and will go with the bus will be going. Amen. So we will try to get out of here between 12:30 and 1 o'clock. Amen. So if you want to go, please be here by that time. All right. Next Sunday, we will be traveling to Marietta, to the Pilgrim Baptist Church there. Amen, for their pastoral anniversary at 3 p.m. And they also will be serving dinner. So see, you're getting two dinners on the house. Amen. So all you have to do is just show up. And you don't even have to tip the waitress. How can you beat that? Praise God. So we hope that all that can will come and go with us. And Miss Jackie, I was told to let you know that you will be introducing me. Praise God. All right. Let us continue praying for all of those on our sick and concerned. Do the choir have an announcement? Y'all getting ready? No, not yet. All right.
I'll make it. The mass choir, choirs of choirs, all choirs of the New Hope Baptist Church. We are gearing up for choir day. Amen. That'll be Sunday, October 15th, during the 7:30 and 10:45 a.m. worship services.
Amen. Amen. All right. All right. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. Amen. Reverend Kitchen, any updates on Children's Church? We good? All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Let us continue praying for those on our sick and concerned list. Amen. Last, we ask your prayers for the Beavers family. For those who don't know, Barry Beavers passed on last week. Amen. Many of you might not know the Beavers family, but those that has been with New Hope for a while know them, Gladys and Dick and George Beavers. Amen. And so this is one of their sons that passed. Amen. So we ask that your prayers for the Beavers family, if you will. All right. Let's continue praying for those who are going through with those earthquakes and floods. Amen. Over there in the foreign countries, in Morocco and Libya. Let us keep those families in prayer. Amen. It is very devastating what is happening there. Amen. And all of the fires that are going on. Amen. God is angry. God is angry. Amen. Because we have turned away from him. He has a way of getting us on our knees. Amen. And so let's keep all of those families lifted in prayer. Amen. That they might be able to be comforted. Praise God. Keep praying for Deaconess Doris Gordon's sister who's recovering in Mississippi. Also Sister Valerie Pope's daughter. Amen. Recovering. And Deaconess Mary Rice, Deaconess Rivers, Mother Barbara Wissett, Jacqueline Wiggins' granddaughter, Christian. She's 32 years old, been diagnosed with breast cancer. My cousin Nucci, who they had the funeral for her brother this past Friday. So please keep them lifted in prayer there in New York. Sister Ruth Hudson, recovering from her knee situation. Deaconess Willa G. Watts, recovering from her heart condition. Deacon Core, amen, keep him lifted in prayer. Sister Angie Smith, recovering from her stroke. And all the rest that is on our sick and concerned list, let us keep them lifted in prayer. Because we believe that prayer still works. Amen. So let's pray one for another. Amen. Good to see Sister Gordon here this morning. God bless you. Thank you for being a part. Amen. Amen. All right. Let's get ready for some more good music. Oh, yeah. I don't want y'all to be weighted down. Let's do the offering. Amen. So let us prepare our hearts and minds now as we come. Yeah, I'm tired, y'all. I'm tired. I had 3 nights of revival. I was a keynote speaker for the prayer breakfast yesterday. So I'm wore out. So y'all pray for me. Amen. Amen. Let us stand, take our offering in our hand as we get ready to bring our gifts to the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we come now to thank you for allowing us to be stewards of these thy monetary gifts as we come now to present them to you. Pray that thou will clean them up, purify them, make them worthy, they might be a blessing unto your ministries. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our ministers, our deacons, deaconesses, and mothers will come first. Please face the center aisle. Be directed by the ushers starting from the rear.
Father, we come in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we come thanking you for light, health, and strength. Thank you for this day that we never seen before and we will never see again. Father, bless. Father, forgive all the sins that we have committed, the ones that we know about and ones that we didn't realize that we made. And Father, thank you for your grace and your mercy. Bless this offering that we so kindly receive in your name. Amen.
And praise God. Thank you so much for what you have given. May the Lord bless you real good. Now we're here. Some good music. Amen. Thank you.
Praise God. How many know the blood still works? Amen. Aren't you glad that it still works? Hallelujah. All right, let us get started in Psalms 103. We want to look at one verse there. Psalms 103, verse 14. For he knoweth our frame, and he remembers that we are dust. Amen. Thank you. You might be seated. Father God, we thank you for allowing us another chance to say a word for you. We pray, God, that you please take these lips of clay of mine, use them for your glory, that your people might hear from you. They might be blessed, they might be saved, set free, and delivered. We ask these blessings now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. I entitle this with a question. What are you worth? What are you worth? W-O-R-T-H. Amen. Now, see, you can't point your finger at nobody else. You got to look at yourself. What am I worth? Amen. I want us to see today our value in Christ. Amen. Our value in Christ. You see, without God, we are nothing. Yet as believers, we are highly valued by God. Amen. There in Psalms 139 and verse 14, it says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelously are the works, and that my soul knoweth right well. So what are we worth? What are we worth? For he knows our frame. He will remember that we are dust. Looking around the world that we find ourselves in, I've come to the conclusion that people as a whole do not value life. We don't value ourselves. We don't value one another. When people look at you, perhaps they think you are unimportant by the way they talk to you or the way they treat you. Maybe you have people in your life who told you that you would never amount to anything, or their expectation of you was so low that no matter what you did, it wasn't good enough for them. We see here in Psalms 103, verse 14, even the Bible declares we are dust. Dust. Whoa, wow. The Bible says that we are dust. One of my first thoughts after reading Psalms 103 and 14 was, how valuable is dust? I mean, you can't go to Lowe's, amen, Home Depot, or some home gardening place and find dirt for sale. But who buys dust? Even in our home, when we neglect to clean those certain corners of the house, dust just accumulates out of nowhere. Dust really have no value. In fact, it really taints what we do value. When I look up the word in the dictionary, it says that dust is earth or other matters in fine, dry particles. Then I looked up the Hebrew word, and it defines the same way. The word is translated in the following ways: dust, earth, ashes, rubbish, soil, powder, ground,
mortar, plaster, earthen. That made me feel a little better because the accumulation of dust is dirt. And it does have some value. At least I can say we are worth our weight in dirt. However, if we are nothing more than a bit pile of dirt, then we still don't have much value. But the Bible tells us that we are more than just dust or dirt. Psalms 139:14 once again says, I praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are the works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Then in Genesis 2 and 7, then the Lord God formed the man out of the dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Next, I wondered about the price of a dead body to be used by medical study and the CNBC, Consumers News and Business Channel, had the following information. Your spine is worth $900. Your shoulder, $500. Your heart, $500. Your corneas, $6,000 a pair. Your kidney, $300 to $500. Intact head, $6,000. Intact head, y'all, $6,000. Your brain, $600. Your knees, $650 each. Tendons, $1,000 each. Every corpse that travels through the system can generate anywhere from $10,000 to $100,000, depending on how it's used. The real question is, what does God think you are worth? One in a million, fearfully and wonderfully made. That's what the Lord, amen, says about us. I praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. And verse 18 says, if I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I wake, I am still with thee. Do you think you are unique or special? I give you a moment. In our search for significance, many of us continue to seek our security and purpose from worldly sources, personal success, status, beauty, wealth, and even approval from others. That's what Robert McGee says. Do you believe you are one in a million, fearfully and wonderfully made? We must glory to the one who made us. Yes, glory to the one who made us. Amen. Amen. Revelations 14 and 7 says, fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. Worship the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and springs of water. We are to worship the Lord. Amen. Do you ever stand in awe of the holy God? Amen. Psalms 150, 1 through 2 and verse 6 says, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty works. Praise, amen, his unequal goodness. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. In other words, realize how amazing, special God created us to be. Amen. If you look there at verses 13 to 15 in Psalms 103, it says, "For thou hast possessed my ring, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and thy soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hidden from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth." I'm sorry, that was Psalms 130. Amen. But what I'm trying to say here, brothers and sisters, we are worth something. Amen. You ought to say to yourself, I'm something special. David gives reverence and odds for the craftsmanship of an amazing God who made us in his image. Amen. Jeremiah 1 and 5 tells us, "I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb." Do you see how you view yourselves can affect your self-worth? Amen. If you say you're nothing, you'll be nothing. But if you say I'm something, you'll be something. Amen. Luke 12 and 7, "And the very hairs on your head are numbered. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows." Amen. God thinks so much of you, he knows the number of hairs on your head. Therefore, remember, God has fashioned you for a unique purpose. Amen. "Thine eye did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in the book of all my memories were written, which is countenance of where were fashions, as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. And I will awaken, and I will still, amen, be with thee." The most significant thing you can do with your life is please the one who made you. If you ask parents all over the world, if you are doing something, they are pleased with you. Why? Because you are representing them. Amen? And so if you are doing good, they don't mind saying, "That's my child." Ephesians 2 and 10 tells us, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago." In other words, brothers and sisters, I want us to remember God created us for a purpose. Amen. Remember, it is still all about God and not about you. Are you a believer? Are you free from condemnation? Well, John chapter 3, verse 16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believe in him is not condemned, but whosoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God." In other words, brothers and sisters, as a believer, you are saved. Amen. You are saved. Amen. Paul tells us in Ephesians 2 and 8, "For it is by free grace, God's unmerited favor, that you are saved. You are delivered from the judgment and made partakers of Christ's salvation through your faith. And this salvation is not of yourselves, but of your own doing. Amen. It came not through your own striving, but it is the gift of God. Amen. We are somebody in Christ Jesus. As believer, you are a new creation. Amen. If any man be in Christ, hallelujah, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. As a believer, you are a son of God. Amen. That's what Paul tells us in Galatians 3:26. It says, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Isn't it good to know that we are now sons of God? Amen. We are ambassadors for Christ Jesus. Amen. We are working for somebody. Amen. Somebody that loves us so that he made us the prime subject of his creation. One that looks beyond our faults and see our every need. One, my brothers and sisters, that know us so well, amen, that he has, amen, fit us in a way that nobody else could do. Who could put a person together the way God put them together? Hallelujah. We are somebody. Though we come from the dust of the clay, and though we're going back to the dust of the clay, the good part is my soul is going to rest with the Lord. Amen. I am somebody because I am in Christ Jesus. Amen. He has brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. I don't have to sit around and complain, amen, at all of the things that are going on in the world, because I know who's still in control. I know who's working in my favor. I know who will supply my every need according to his riches in glory. I know who have made me more than a conqueror, amen, through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. I've got the power within me, the dunamis power, to know that if God is on the inside, he'll work on the outside. And oh, what a change. Oh, what a change in my life. Amen. So don't sit around and say, I can't do nothing, that I am nothing. Time for you to get up and get busy and recognize who you belong to. You belong to the Lord. And if you belong to the Lord, if you are in Christ Jesus, he has a mission for you to accomplish. So get up, get up, get up, get up, get in the choir, get on the ushers, get in the deacons. Whatever the Lord has given you strength to do, go and do something. And to get to the point that we make God proud of us. Amen. When God gets proud of us, he'll find favor with us. Amen. That's why God don't do a lot of things for some folk. Amen. Because they just sit around and complain, complain, complain. Amen. I know the Bible says wait on the Lord. But why are you waiting? Come on, somebody. You ought to be like a waitress in a restaurant. You are waiting on somebody. You are helping somebody. Amen. You are telling somebody about the name of Jesus. Amen. Because the Lord has made you to be an image of him. Amen. If you're going to be an image of God, you got to be creative. Come on, somebody. Amen. You got to be able to bless somebody with your life. Amen. Tell your neighbor, I am somebody. I don't care what you say about me. I am somebody. Amen. Because I am a child of God. Amen. So I don't know what your mission is. I don't know what gift he has put in you. But you need to be asking him to stir up the gift that is in you. Because there's something in you that he wants you to share with somebody else. So I ask you the question, are you fruitful in your home, in your neighborhood, in your community, on your job? Are you fruitful in the church? Woo! Let me bring it on home. Some folks say, well, I just want to be a bench warmer. No, that ain't what he made you for. Come on, he put cushions on the floor, on the benches. He don't need you to warm the benches. Come on, somebody. Amen. He's got something for you to, well, I'm afraid. A pastor, they talked about me. I tried to do something and they act like that, you know, I was no good at it. Who you doing it for? Who you doing it for? Huh? Who's got your reward? Who's gonna bless you? Who's gonna save you? Don't worry about what other folks say about you. Do it for the master, and the master will pay off. I can't sing like Steve, but God knows I'm gonna do the best I can. Come on, somebody. I can't sing like Marika, but I'm gonna do the best I can. Come on, somebody. Amen. The old folk used to say, I can't sing like angels. Can't preach like Paul. Well, you ain't supposed to. God made you different. He got something in you that he wants you to display. No preacher should try to preach like another preacher. Because then you are limiting your gifts. God wants all that he has in you to come out of you. And if I'm copying off somebody else, I can't be T.D. Jakes. God didn't put me in that position. God put me here at New Hope. I got to do what he wants me to do at New Hope. Bless T.D. Jakes. He's doing a marvelous job, but I got to do what he has told me to do at New Hope. When you look at yourself in the mirror and say, I look good. I'm going to church. For what? Just to look good? Come on, God got a mission for you. You can share a smile with somebody. You can shake somebody's hand. Come on, somebody. You can give God some glory. If you can't say nothing, you ought to be able to wave your hands. There is something in you that God wants to use. So stop letting people dictate to you what your day is going to be like. Remember who's in charge, who's got the power, and who's in control. God. God. You think the automakers put their cars on the market to be a failure? No, no. And when things go wrong, that's why they give you a manual. You can't figure out how to work the controls on it, they give you a manual. It's the same way it is with God. God didn't create you to sit down and do nothing. He gave you a manual. He gave you instructions. Amen, that you can work the works that he has in you. I know I made you angry now, but I'm glad I did. Because I want you to realize God has a calling on your life. Amen. That's why I'm not jealous here at New Hope. When we have new members service, I love to see the new gifts that comes to New Hope. Amen. And be careful when you get here now, because I will put you to work. Hallelujah. Because that's what it's all about. Amen. We need, as leaders in the church, when new members come in, to stir up their gifts so that they can be fruitful. Amen. God didn't just save you just to save you. Hello, somebody. He saved you to help save somebody else. Amen. I am wonderfully made. So let me ask you once again, what are you worth? What are you worth? Some say, well, Pastor, I'm a Sunday school teacher, I'm a preacher, I'm a singer, I'm an usher. You know what I say? You're on your mission. That's what God has put you here for. Whatever you have to offer, that is what's going to make this church become complete. There's no one person bigger than anybody in here. We all God's children. Amen. Now, just like in your home, sometimes you do have favorites. And God sometimes have favorites because what? You do good works. He will bless you for doing good works. Amen. And so this is where we have to recognize that our pay is not coming from the pastor. You know, if you did something great, you know, and I didn't say thank you, don't worry about it. The record is being kept by Jesus. It's being kept by Jesus. Amen. And so you're going to get your just reward, whether it's good or whether it's bad. God bless you. I made you mad enough. Stand up as we can. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. What are you worth? What are you worth? I want you to go home and think about that. Plunder on that thing. What am I worth? What am I worth? Amen. And there's so many values that is in you. You know, I think about the nurses. I think about the doctors. Amen. All the caretakers. Amen. Those are special people. Amen. And God made them for these special positions. And so whatever, amen, your talent is, use it for the glory of God. That's all I'm trying to tell you. It's not for me to judge you, but you know what God has put in you. And so stop keeping it in. Release it so it can be a blessing to somebody else. Look at your neighbor and just say, I love you. Come on, tell somebody, I love you. Come on, I love you. The simple thing is that I love you. Amen. I'm happy to see you. That makes a difference. I go by McDonald's, the fast food place. You know them people don't want to be there because they ain't making no money. Sometimes, you know, I be flirting with the women. I say, y'all look so beautiful. And they just laugh. And, hey, man, you get good service that way. Come on, somebody. Bless somebody. Bless somebody. Amen. As you pass along the way, God bless you. All to Jesus, I surrender. All to him, I freely give. If you are here this morning and you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I offer Christ to you. Come give me your hand and give God your heart. Even if you don't want to join New Hope, just join Jesus. We'll send you wherever you want to go. The main thing is you get Jesus and get into some Bible believing church where you can grow and mature in the Word of God. If you're here, we offer Christ to you. Will you come? Will you come? Come on. Surrender it all to Him. Surrender it all to Him. Surrender all. I surrender. I surrender all. Yeah. It all to Jesus. Be my Savior. Blessed. Blessed Savior. Oh, I surrender. If you're not in the church house, if you're in your home or in your car, wherever you might be, you want to be saved today, simply pray this prayer with me. Father, I come today, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. Take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, stir up the gift that is in me, that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. I say to you, get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in the Word of God. Amen. If there be someone here today that needs to lay you all at the altar, this is a good time to let go and let God work things out for you. Release it today so your heart won't be heavy. Release it today so you can sleep at night. Bible tells us that God never slumber nor sleep. So if he's going to stay up, let him handle it and you go on to sleep. Surrender it all to him right now. If that's you today, praying for your family, praying for your loved ones, praying for your marriage, whatever it might be, just stretch forth your hands toward the altar as Reverend Kitchen gets ready to lead us in prayer. I want you to release it right now. Say, Lord, I give it to you. I give it to you. Amen. I need you to handle my situation. Let's pray with the preacher.
And God.
Yes, Lord.
Once again, Father, we come in your Son Jesus' mighty name. Again, Lord, to say thank you, for you've been good to us. Nobody but you brought us from a mighty long ways. And thank you, Lord, for making us feel like we're worth something. Even when the world looks at us different, thank you for being our God. Thank you for looking over all of our faults and seeing our need. Thank you for giving us shelter over our heads. Thank you for giving us food on our table. Thank you for just holding our hands. Father, when all else is falling apart around us, thank you. Thank you right now for giving us life. Thank you for giving us health. Thank you, Lord, that you gave us legs to walk. Thank you that you gave us eyes to see. Thank you for giving us worth, Father. Now, Lord, here we are right now. Father, interceding on behalf of someone right now. God, clean up what we've messed up and start our lives all over again. Father, somebody needs a touch from you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, heal right now. In the name of Jesus, set free right now. In the name of Jesus, make hold again right now. And then, Lord, bless Pastor Steed. Bless his family. Keep him strong. Give him strength, Lord, to continue to do your will. Bless this, your church, New Hope, right now. God, to help all of us to be the kind of people you would have us to be. Father, whatever your will is, let your will be done in all of our lives. We thank you now. We give you honor and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Come on, let's praise him. Let's praise him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. God bless you today. Thank you for being a part. Give our choir a hand. Sing so beautiful. Amen. Our musicians, give them a hand. Thank you so much. Amen. All of our ushers, give them a hand. Give yourselves a hand. You've been a lovely audience. Amen. Amen. Thank God for all of those that are listening in to our broadcast, and we appreciate you so much, and all of those who give their tithes and offering online. We truly appreciate all that you are doing to make this church what it is. Amen. All right, don't forget, be back here no later than 1 o'clock. Amen. We're going to be pulling out, going to Cornelius, Georgia. Amen. To go up there and celebrate with Pastor Burns. God bless you and God keep you. Everybody sing. Everybody sing. Everybody sing. Everybody sing. Everybody say, yeah. Everybody say, amen, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful week. Be blessed. We love you. Stay safe. Love you, Mama.